Nolte, corporate media gaslighters are turning peaceful protests into a punchline. By John Nolte on July 28, 2020. In Democrat-run city after Democrat-run city, the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are on a mostly peaceful violent rampage unlike anything we have ever seen. Portland is on its 61st day of dealing with domestic terrorism. 20 federal officers have been injured defending federal property. 3 federal agents might be permanently blinded thanks to lasers wielded by domestic terrorists. And the fake news media continue to fire off their Orwellian mostly peaceful protest lies. If you're looking for the gaslighting award of 2020, so far, look no further than this spin from ABC News. Protesters in California set fire to a courthouse, damaged a police station and assaulted officers after a peaceful demonstration intensified, the ABC News tweet reads. I no longer report on media bias. Such a thing is a waste of time, emptying the ocean with a coffee cup. In all but mission statement, the media are now open, shameless, left-wing propagandists. But this from ABC News is worthy of note. According to ABC News, the burning of a courthouse, an attack on a police station, and assaulting police officers is the result of an intensified peaceful demonstration. The way it's worded, and you can bet this is deliberate, makes it sound as though the peace is what intensified. In other words, the demonstration became even more peaceful as a courthouse was burned, a police station was attacked, and police officers were assaulted. Can you imagine the ABC News headline had the demonstrators exploded a nuclear bomb? America's western seaboard destroyed after mostly peaceful demonstration achieves perfect bliss. The ABC story is somehow worse. First off, all this intense peace occurred in Oakland, a city that has been run by Democrats for 43 years. Nowhere is that noted. Can't have that. Incredibly, or not so incredibly if you understand just how corrupt the media have become. The story opens with this: in an effort to combat the epidemic of fake news, I will not link the ABC News propaganda. A protest through the streets of downtown Oakland, California, in support of racial justice and police reform turned violent when agitators among the demonstrators set fire to a courthouse, vandalized a police station and shot fireworks at officers, authorities said. About 700 demonstrators participated in what started as a peaceful march Saturday night, but then some broke from the larger group and smashed windows, spray-painted graffiti and pointed lasers at officers, the Oakland Police Department said on Twitter. Several tweets called for peace and asked organizers to help us provide safe spaces and safe places for demonstrators. Why the scare quotes around agitators? And I love the part about the tweets calling for police to provide a safe space, as though it's all law enforcement's fault the peaceful demonstrators got mixed in with the agitators. The story goes on to note that several fires were set in the downtown area, including one at the Alameda County Superior Courthouse. Several fires during a peaceful demonstration that intensified. Deliberate attempts to permanently blind law enforcement officers during a peaceful demonstration that intensified. So why are the corporate media doing this? The answer is not a difficult. The media are on the side of the domestic terrorists. The media want more terrorism, more violence, more blind police officers, more looting, burning, ransacked police stations and courthouses, more chaos and despair, because these are merely the broken eggs in their defeat Trump omelet. Oakland is only 36% white. A majority of the population is Black and Hispanic, so who's getting hurt here? Who's living with this terror and instability night after night after night? Whose businesses are being vandalized? Whose property values are plummeting? The media do not care. They want Trump out, and if that means burning out every Black citizen in America, so be it. Straight through to the 2020 election, the media will continue to cover, or not cover, this ongoing left-wing terrorism as most peaceful and a cry for justice.